Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
If you didn't know, it's a Wednesday. Now you know. Happy Wednesday to you in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I am Reginald Atatula. Of course, we got the illustrious Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, as he always is. And you, rolling with us, getting involved with the program in the numerous ways that are available to you. There's always the text line, 713-572-4610, where I resent this text, to be completely honest, from the 832. Sean and Reggie disrespecting the Bayou Bucket tradition. No. I was very earnest. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like it when it's just like, this is a symbol of my hate. This inanimate object is something that you cannot have because I hate you and I won. I think Sean just doesn't like it. So that you point that over there. Also get involved with the program in another way, which we always have to thank the McCarum Injury Lawyers for, which is the live streams. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. How's your Wednesday started?
It's going great, man. Busy morning and getting better by the second.
Yep. Definitely getting better. I feel like sitting and listening to Payne and Pendergast, as I always do to start my mornings. Hearing Nick Caserio, he sounded like his Wednesday is going pretty damn good. Like, I don't know if the boys put up a better conversation with them. That's right. Yeah. You win six in a row, and I feel like that makes things peachy, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, why would it not?
And so with that, the Texans is doing great. It's a good place to be. You have a question about the Texans that I'm interested in, because if we can answer this question in the affirmative, I think that there should be a lot of confidence in this team, as I think there already is. But what's the question, John Lopez?
And by the way, the question, not contrived. It actually hit me like a ton of bricks.
I know there's someone in the car that's like, I'm sick of hearing the word contrived. I ain't heard the word contrived in 2 years, and I heard it 32 times in the last 12 minutes.
Think about it. Have the Texans become a clutch team? Have they become a clutch team? Remember back not too long ago when D'Amico was up there, man, you know, it was one score game, another one score game, and we're like completely eye-rolling the whole idea.
That's right. We're close.
Because we watched the game.
Close.
Yeah, we're close. It's a one-score game. And we're like, nah, didn't feel like a one-score game. Didn't feel like you guys were about to break through at any moment. Well, since then, specifically since, I guess, the Seattle game, and after that, you have a real, tough game against the Niners.
That's right.
Then you have Josh Allen, and Josh Allen, by the way.
Well, you have a few games in between then.
No, I'm saying like just clutch moments.
Sure.
Yeah, but there were some others.
You skipped over a big one, which is the Jaguars game, in which you look like you are going to lose that game for three quarters. Yeah. And then here comes a fourth quarter where you're able to pull a little something out of your keister.
No, that's the best one probably, and I skipped right over that.
Yeah.
But the one I was thinking of, Josh Allen is doing Josh Allen things. Pulling it out of, as you like to say, keister.
That's right.
With spectacular plays and hook and ladders and everything else. And then what happened? And then you make a play.
That's right.
And then you win the game. You go to Indian.
That's a play in the red zone, is it not? Defensively?
Wasn't it Lassiter?
Yeah.
Then you go to Indianapolis. And albeit, Daniel Jones had a little bit of a knee thing going on and all that. But you go in there.
It's football, man. We're not making too many excuses.
And then you go into Kansas City with the most clutch quarterback in the history outside of Tom Brady of football, and you win there. Are they clutch all of a sudden?
Seeing this question on our doc, I was like, I bristled at it because it feels like historically when you think of the word clutch, at least when it comes to football or really in any sport, you think of more of an offensive minded portion of this, right?
You said that.
You think of going and getting out the mud. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes. That is maybe the epitome recently of clutch in the National Football League is being in what I like to call the Phillip Rivers situation, which, oh God, he's back in the NFL again. Mm-hmm. That just hit me anew in that moment. But back in the last time that mm-hmm. he was in the NFL, when he was back playing for the San Diego, not Los Angeles Chargers, when you'd get the football and you're down a score and you got 25 seconds and you mm-hmm. got to go the length of the field with no timeouts, right? That's what you start thinking of. At least that's what it's conjured in my mind when I think of clutch. I don't know if the Texans do that, mm-hmm. right? Like, even in this game against the Cardinals, admittedly, a team that is not on your level, but a team that at least was trying and they were scrapping or whatever.
Right.
You had a moment at the end of the half where you go and you get a field goal, right? Like, you can go and do that, but I don't know how confident I am in them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about this team being a clutch team, it feels like they are finding that defensively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I then answer the question if I'm split, where it's like, in certain circumstances, yes.
Well, I think there's just, see, my answer is yes. I mean, just
flatly,
frankly, yes, because, you know, there's clutch quarterback play and then there's clutch. You can be clutch defensively. You can be clutch making a play in the red zone against one of the, you know, the greatest quarterbacks in the game today in Josh Allen. You can be clutch by going into Kansas City and being, unshaken and pretty much controlling the game, even though there were some very, very dicey moments in the third quarter. But clutch is not just a quarterback stat. You know, you like to say that wins is not a quarterback stat by itself.
Correct.
Clutch is not a quarterback stat by itself.
Strong agree.
And so that's why, you know, I started thinking about this as if we're just looking at, like, since the Seattle game, they've been clutch a lot more than they haven't been. I get Denver. You know, I get that the Denver game slipped away.
And if you want to make an excuse there yeah. is one to be made in that you had to make a quarterback change in the midst of that mm-hmm. game. In fact, early on into that game, you bring in your
yeah.
– I think you bring up – and anybody cold, but particularly your backup quarterback who does not have the mm-hmm. benefit of reps, not even really – I mean, scout team reps maybe, but that's not within the system and what you're doing. That is always a tough circumstance in the National Football League. We know that as a given.
Absolutely, and here's the other part about it that I want to ask you and Figgy. Well, first of all, Figgy, do you think the Texans have become a clutch team after all that nonsense earlier in the year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I don't want to say clutch, but I feel like they are not messing up the game like they did in the past. Like, as far as giving the game up.
It's almost like people don't want to say it.
Yeah,
no, I'll admit it. I don't feel comfortable yeah. saying it, even though
you kind of described right. clutch.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I feel like they're not the team that will be up 24-0 and lose the game now.
There are so
in the
many,
past, I would have thought that.
There are so many things about this team that we're just afraid to say. You know, because of the history of the
history,
organization.
Both yeah. recent and yeah. Long term.
Yeah,
I think I understand that, and I think that this is where maybe the clutch conversation comes back to the larger conversation that we've had at times about where the league is, or where at least the mm-hmm. conference is. And I look at who are the teams that make you pay in those moments, and okay, you start looking at it and I go, Drake May and the Patriots
mm-hmm.
have been a team where they have actually benefited from a fairly light schedule in the moment where they could have proven
yeah.
that they have some level of, I don't know, aptitude in clutch. It felt like they lost that circumstance against the Bills. Maybe the Bills is the team that you would hold up as probably one of the best teams to be able to do the clutch things.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have a good record and a good handle on playing them, at least historically. We'll see if that continues to be the case if you match up with them again.
Yeah.
The Broncos are one of those teams that I pop up with. You handle them pretty well, but again, you have this one circumstance that you're talking about where you lose your quarterback that I think skews the data a little bit, but that'd be a question, especially because the defense is incredible And offensively, Bo Nix, that's kind of been his calling card to this point in his early and young NFL careers. Get him in the fourth quarter, let him do things. Plus, of late, you look at it and Bo Nix has actually been playing better football over the like last three, 4 weeks. I was reading a piece, I believe, in The Ringer. I think it was Stephen Ruiz. That sounds about right. Where now you look at him passing the ball 10 yards plus down the field in those circumstances where he had not done that as well. He's actually becoming a better quarterback, and I have to give him some credit for that. So that's one of the teams that I look at clutch-wise. But I guess the point ultimately being, I look at a lot of these teams. I don't know exactly where I am with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I guess, well, it looks like you're going to probably have the Steelers in the AFC North as opposed to the Ravens. And with that being the case, I feel like I look over there and I go, I'm not that scared of clutch-wise. A long way of saying it, I don't know that there are teams that I think can make you pay. Yeah. And in that way, I think that raises whatever clutch factor wherever I am. And I'm like, I don't know exactly if they're hitting the bar. I think also the bar around the league has lowered for teams that'll make you pay in clutch circumstances.
But see, you and Figgy both said, and I'm not picking on you guys. I think we're...
Go ahead, pick on him.
Because I fall in the same boat. I'm afraid to say things sometimes, and I was kind of hesitant to say that I think they've become a clutch team. Because you described a team that is better than the other teams they're facing, you know, overall. You know, they can do things a lot better. Figgy described, you know, a team that, I'm not going to say they're clutch, but they won't screw up a 24-0 lead. That is also being clutch. You know, there are things about this.
Is it clutch or a little bit dominant? Because I feel like their wins lately has been, especially on the defense, been super dominant. To me, when I look at clutch, I feel like, I always go to maybe the 2 minute offense. Where they're down three.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, they about to go win this game.
And I think that's a factor. Yeah. I think that that's a factor.
I know they had some, but I feel like their win's been super dominant, man.
That's fair, but maybe I just look at it differently. Like, if I know this team is better than the other one, I don't worry in the tense moments, whether it's protecting a 24-0 lead or a 24-23 lead. I know that they have it in them to put that game away. And that's how I would define clutch.
Do you feel like, let's say the Houston Texans were down 3 points and there's maybe 2 minutes left in the game. Do you feel like everybody in the league is like, man,
it ain't over.
Yeah. Do you feel like you got that type of feeling when it comes to this team?
Yes. And we saw it against Buffalo. You know, they were up. But it was last 2 minutes, you know, driving down the field, Josh Allen with the ball in his hand.
But see, they were up, but Josh Allen was awful, man. They were dominant.
Yeah.
I don't look at that as clutch. Yeah. I look at that as just dominant.
Maybe, but yeah, I feel
even
like,
with Patrick Mahomes, man, that was just dominant, man. He had the worst game of his career. Josh Allen had the worst game of his career. As well. I just look at that as dominant.
I think, and that's what we're talking about with this defense. When you get to a certain point, I think that the expectation is one of those things that's interesting. I will give this defense the moniker of a clutch defense because they're coming up with turnovers as well. They're coming up with stops, even though I think teams have been a little bit more reluctant to try them on fourth down in some of those circumstances. They're coming up with stops in those moments. The question I have, and I don't know that there's a good answer for it, is if you have the offense in that circumstance, can they respond? I will say I feel better about that than I have at any point in the season now, in particular because of what they've done, what CJ's done to find an equilibrium on offense. And then also one of the things that we talked about yesterday, it also feels like they're doing better things to help him make those plays off schedule. I mean, one, obviously on schedule, but also off schedule if it goes that way. And I think that those will lend themselves to it. So, yeah, I feel like they're more clutch than I want to give them credit for. I'm just not willing to flatly put the label that in any circumstance they are going to get it done in that moment.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Denver Broncos are more clutch?
I don't even know that I could.
They had a lot of close wins too.
Yeah, they point to the quarterback there, and I think that's where it kind of gets skewed. People tend to think of it as a quarterback stat, and I don't think it is. You know, I think because Bo Nix has made some plays, including against the Texans.
Yeah, but see, when you talk about clutch, you always go to the quarterback or the offense. Sure. Like a comeback, that's when you think of clutch. Unless you mention clutch defense, that would just kind of put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like they do have a clutch defense, but, you know, that's going to be something that hopefully the defense has shown that they're capable of doing it offensively. Hopefully you don't have to find out how clutch they are offensively and the recipe that they've had. continues to work. I think that that's been the scare. That's been the fear that we've been guarding ourselves against with this offense, is what happens if you find yourself in that circumstance.
Right, right.
Maybe the best answer is hopefully we don't have to find out at any point. They can continue to ride this recipe, because if they do, it feels like that is working really well for them. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 here on a Wednesday. Coming up next, did this answer from Nick Caserio, who joined Payne and Pendergast earlier, did it make you feel better about the evaluation process that this team has, because there's a new man on the 53-man roster? Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.